Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you're going to get 12 model polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, a pair of reusable gloves. When you enter checkout, I want you to enter the promo code WATCH and get free shipping for a limited time in the U.S. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Patek Philippe made history at auction. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk about how Patek Philippe made history at auction with the reference 1518s. There's a trio of this model. This model was originally introduced in the early 1940s, and the pair, the three of them, went for $13 million, which breaks down like the pink gold one went for $1.47 million. The yellow gold version went for $598,000. And in record-breaking news, the stainless steel version went for $11 million, which is unbelievable, especially for a stainless steel watch. Now, what makes this watch very unique and very cool is that it was the first time that we saw a perpetual calendar. Patek Philippe was the inventor of the perpetual calendar with this model. It was also the most complicated watch by any manufacturer at that time. The breakdown of how many were made, there was only four made in stainless steel, which means 80% were made out of yellow gold and 20% were made out of rose gold. And a very interesting fact as well, the pink gold reference 1518 also has a very amazing story. It was presented to, on the back, it was, you know, engraved, presented to H.H. Windsor Jr., January 11th, 1952, 50th anniversary, Popular Mechanics magazine, with affectionate appreciation of his associates and employees. That's what was engraved on the case back. So this H.H. Windsor is Henry Haven Windsor, and he was a member of the Windsor family who were the inventors of and publishers of Popular Mechanics magazine. The watch was presented to him for the 50th anniversary of the launch of the magazine from his associates, business partners, and employees. So that's pretty amazing that, you know, the history, the story, the journey. But more importantly, it's amazing what Patek Philippe has done. I mean, only last year, there was another Patek Philippe reference, 5016A-010, which was made for Only Watch, where the proceeds would go for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And that raised $7.3 million. And that was, at that time, the most expensive watch ever sold, or the most expensive watch in the world. This 1518 in steel has trumped that now. So Patek has beaten Patek's own record as the most expensive stainless steel watch, and I believe the most expensive wristwatch ever sold, period. For your reference, the model is 35 millimeters. I'm talking about now the 1518 reference. It's 35 millimeters in diameter. It's made out of stainless steel. Since there's no sapphire crystal case back available at the time, it had a polished stainless steel case back. The movement was highly modified by Patek watchmakers as the Valjoux A. Bosch movement. The bracelet is stainless steel, Gay Frisere rice beads bracelet. The clasp and buckle are a folding deployment clasp, 4.59. The case, dial, and bracelet are all signed. And you will definitely be able to read more in the article that I'm going to include the link of below. Definitely check it out. But this is quite a feat for Patek Philippe. I mean, it just, more than ever, wristwatches are, especially vintage wristwatches, are, you know, are to be desired, collected, preserved, protected, however you want to look at it. And Patek and Rolex are the only ones who really dominate the auction markets week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And of late, what makes this interesting is that Patek's, you know, beating their own world records with complicated watches that they make in stainless steel. So it just shows you the power of stainless steel is the metal to have. And it's really versatile. It's, you know, you can wear it every day. It's not as fussy as precious metals. But yeah, it just shows you like what the demand is like for, you know, doing a real production piece for a Patek complication watch in steel. I mean, again, only 4 of the 1518s were made in steel that we know of, you know. I believe there's a total of, I want to say like 289 or like under 300, slightly under 300 of these 1518s were made. So there were not a lot of pieces made, period. So, you know, to have only 4 in steel, I mean, it's crazy. 281 is the official number that were manufactured between all the metals. But yeah, definitely read the article. You can definitely check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Check out my Facebook watch page and my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for Instagram and Twitter are at @AmitDevHonda. And then, you know, sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's free. And you get tons of information without having to engage or without having to do anything. It just goes to your inbox week after week. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.